Just think, says Sam, soon we can have hot food. Yaks, cheese and butter tea, I say. That's all I want right now. The thought drives me forward. We turn a corner. A gunshot echoes off the mountains. Panic ripples up my spine. Ringing fills my ears. All other sound disappears. It's like the gun sucked everything in and fired it back out in one single note. Sam dives to the ground, yanking me with him. My head knocks into the compact snow. It stings my face, pulling my skin tight. The snow slushes into my mouth. Hooves thunder against the ground. Bones bolts, kicking snow up behind him. Run, Bones! Get away from them! My vision is blurry. I blink away the snow. Beside the monument are two men. They're in uniform, guns raised, blocking our way, and they're marching straight towards us. I want to kick myself. We should have stayed hidden and moved during the night. I bend my knees to stand. No! Says Sam, pulling me back down. They'll shoot you! I look around. He's right. There's no cover. Our only option is to get back round the corner and down the ridge. I turn and crawl, burying my elbows into the snow to propel me forward. Sam's by my side. I sneak a look over my shoulder. The soldiers are running now, only 50 feet away. I shimmy forwards. My arm plunges into the deep snow. I yank it back out. Adrenaline hurtles through my chest. Another glance backwards. They're almost upon us. I hear the crunch of their boots crushing the snow. It's no use, says Sam, his voice raspy. I want to charge at the soldiers, to knock them down and tell them that we're all on the same side, and it doesn't have to be like this. Dad always said that all men are my brothers and all women are my sisters. The photo presses against my skin, and I remember what Mum said about the Dalai Lama and non-violence. Even in hard situations, you must keep your values.
Stop!
Shouts one of the soldiers. His voice thunders. I turn. They're almost upon us, four steps away.